Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday, another frickin' week, frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 22nd day of September 2017, the first day of autumn, people. Wow, the summer's gone. The first day of autumn. It's also 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in star 6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And first day of fall. Hey, man, it was 26 degrees here just before daylight, and it feels like fall. And it's supposed to warm up next week up into the 70s again, but I think that's going to be the last glimpse. That's going to be your Indian summer if you get that. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. GOP Senator introducing DACA fix next week, and here we go. Boy, we're sure getting those campaign promises fulfilled, aren't we? We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we do remember the campaign promise. Every DACA recipient, every illegal in this country was going to have to leave, remember? And DACA was going to be day one. It was signed, Trumpy was going in there and signed that executive order, which would be the authority of a president to do, and the law was going to be enforced. Not. Oh, GOP Senator introducing DACA fix next week. This is from The Hill. Senator James Lanford, Republican Oklahoma, treasonous son of a bitch, will introduce legislation on Monday to address undocumented immigrants. I mean, here we go. No, not undocumented, illegal. The word salad they like to throw at it, these word games they like to play with us. They're not undocumented. They're undocumented because they come across the border illegally. undocumented immigrants brought into the country as minors after the Trump administration announced they would end an Obama-era immigration program in 6 months after they gave it a six-month extension to give time for this treason to be committed by, because only, you know, it's only the Congress that can give your country away. The president can't do it, but the Congress, they can give your whole country away, displace you, throw you out. We gave them that authority, don't you know? Lankford told an Oklahoma TV station that his forthcoming bill would offer undocumented immigrants currently covered by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program a path to getting a green card. And see, that's, they don't want to say is that, no, that's citizenship. That's handing them citizenship. That's more than DACA, okay? DACA was just deferred action. This is more than DACA. This is just handing it to them. Hey, you came in, you beat the system. You committed felonies. You did everything. I mean, your parents, and don't think that this is going to go over easy with these DACA recipients, because, hey, man, they don't want just them. They want mom, dad, Uncle Carlos, and Aunt Louise, and the whole goddamn crew still coming. And how dare you racist asses try to tell them they can't come in and take everything that belongs to you, you racist? President Trump believes that there should be a permanent solution. That's a legislation solution. No, like I said, you show me where the Congress in this country has any authority to give our goddamn country away to people who have invaded us. This is like surrendering to an invading force, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? Let's see. They came across your border uninvited and against your laws. And they come in and they've taken over your body politic. They've taken over your systems. They've taken your jobs. They've displaced you. And now that body that you put in power to make sure this shit don't happen, they're going, well, we surrender. You can have it. You can have everything that belongs to the people we represent. We're giving it over to you. And no, they do not have the authority. Never have, never will. Man, I'm telling you. Should be a permanent solution. That's a legislative solution that provides some semblance of certainty. Yeah, these people, I mean, our people living in tent cities going into the goddamn winter one more year here. And I'm telling you, there's a plenty of them out there. No homes for the American nationals that this goddamn country belongs to. But, I mean, we have to have some certainty for these frickin' invaders who have crossed into our country as an invasion force, as a recolonization force to displace and remove us. They deserve certainty. Goddamn, just go pick a country, Trump. Go over there. Them people deserve certainty, too. Bring them over here and take what's mine, you son of a bitch. And then, lay down the premise, because that's all this DACA bullshit was, because they knew they didn't have the authority to do it. But it was, we really can't give this country away. I can hear them talking. We do not have, no, we can't do this. It's the way we do this. It's just a blatant high treason. God, if they caught us, they'd string us up. And then, we're going to run a program, and we'll pretend like the president's going to do it, and we'll tell him, no, only the Congress can do that. And then after we get the next president, we'll come over and we'll have the legislator do it, and they'll go, well, I guess it's okay. I mean, this is how they've done things for ever since I've been alive. But I tell you right now, they have no authority to give what belongs to us away. Never have. Current DACA recipients are temporarily protected from deportation and allowed to live and work in the United States legally, but the program does not grant them a green card, which gives them permanent legal residence. Boy, he sure took care of them, didn't he? And he's going to take care of the other 90 million of them the same way, people. He's going to build a wall to make sure they don't leave here is what he's going to do. Let's go on. Got to keep my cool here. Lankford and Senator Tim Tillis, Republican, North Carolina. Hey, we're Republicans here. Republicans. I thought there was some kind of divide in this government. You know, they're always against each other until it comes to Israel or bringing in invaders. Don't you? You know, things that'll benefit the filthy rich and the internationals. Seems like they can always come together, man. They're friends. Republican North Carolina said earlier this month that they were working on a replacement for DACA that would be an alternative to the development, Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act, or DREAM Act, which grants eventual citizenship. And, you get a green card. You think they're really, you ever think they're ever going to get out of here? I mean, get real. The ones that don't even have a green card ain't going nowhere. Because the laws are not going to be enforced, because they want the slave force here, because they want slave labor. Plain and simple, man. This isn't rocket science. Dream Act. See, this is what they tried to push last time, and you know, the people just came out. That's when they were saying 65% of the people want them all out of here. We're sorry to say it, when it was really 95%. I mean, if they say, if they would dare say 65% against something they want, you can bet it's 90+%. Who here would want to give up anything? Tell me that. I mean, make yourself believe it. You see how this country's run, how people act in this country. Who here just wants, I'll give up some stuff for them. Yeah, right. I believe it. Anything you say. DACA, in its name, was deferred action. It was temporary solution, Lankford told the Oklahoma TV station. What this offers is a permanent solution for these people so they don't continue to live their lives in fear of inconsistent policies. What about our people? Our people who don't even have a job or don't even have a place to live in their goddamn country while these son of a bitches, you're buying housing, paying housing for them. Invaders. What about, do our people deserve any peace of mind whatsoever? No, they're just those goddamn Americans who don't own anything. Really? Lankford's push comes after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat New York, and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California. Now, here they are. I see Republicans. I see Democrats. Boy, they all agree on taking my country away from me and bringing in the third world slave labor, don't they? Announced they had reached an agreement with Trump to work out a deal that would pair a DACA fix to tighter border security measures. Where have we heard this before? Ronald Reagan, perhaps? Well, this is a one-time thing, old Ronnie said. And boy, we're going to get border. The trade-off is we're going to secure the border. We have to accept this 3 million. That's 10 million. But we're going to the trade-off is we're securing the border. How many times do we have to? I mean, isn't the definition of insanity doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? And this is just the status quo. Somebody tell me how Hillary Clinton wouldn't have done exactly what we're looking at here, and only the people would have been more awake to it, and we could have went to war by now and tried to stop it. These invaders will leave when we remove them physically. Make no bones about it. Tighter security. We're gonna up the security. Got another 60 to 80 million in here. We're just gonna take them, but we're gonna up the security pretty soon. It don't goddamn matter because they're running the country and they'll open the borders up themselves. We voted for it. Democracy, don't you know? This is what the end game is, people. Schumer told reporters earlier this week that he is very optimistic Democrats will still be able to get a good deal on a DACA fix paired with border security. Some Democrats, as well as outside groups, are pushing Democrats to demand that the DREAM Act either get a standalone vote or be included in the deal. So they don't. I mean, this is what we seen the other day when Nancy Pelosi was out there and those hardcore leftist communist Marxist pieces of shit were there. No, all of us and our relatives, we're taking this country. Got it? Back off, gringo. You know, it's because we've become complicit. We've kicked their asses three times, people. The last time we beat their asses clear down to Mexico City. We've whipped their asses three times to settle this issue. And here are some traitors letting them pour back in here. Now they're starting to puff up in our face like they kicked their ass back in here. And they didn't. This was no fight. This was allowed. There was no resistance. Or they wouldn't be here. Included in the deal, Pelosi separately said that our insistence is in every conversation with the speaker, with the president, or with the dreamers has been that it will be the DREAM Act because they told her the other day, the hardcore communist, well, this is our country. Nancy, you traitor, you're not giving us the whole goddamn country. Have you shot those goddamn Americans out of here for us yet that we couldn't do three times? It's time to give them a shellacking, people. It's time to beat their asses out of here. Beat them clear down to Mexico City again. Capture Mexico City and enslave their people. And I mean the rich bastards down there too. The rich 15 families down there in Mexico. Enslave them. Make them work in a goddamn field. Enslave them for a generation for daring to do this, try to do this to us. And here, you know, more of these punks punking us. Militant Antifa group announces nationwide Deface O'Columbus Day. This is from the Daily Caller. Following multiple acts of vandalism on Christopher Columbus statues since August, a militant Antifa group has announced Deface Columbus Day on October 9th as a coordinated campaign to deface and destroy more historical monuments. What would it be if we, you know, we put out a thing to go destroy something? I mean, we put it on the internet and say, we're going to go tear up this public property. We're going to rip them off. We're calling on everybody to do this. Wouldn't this be inciting insurrection? How come these people aren't being arrested? I mean, Mark was talking about it this morning. He's absolutely correct. I mean, they claim this monstrous machine that we're supposed to be so afraid of. They see everything you do. And boy, you get out of line. Boy, they're going to be there and they're going to pounce on you with all their military might. Why is this going on then, people? I'll tell you why. Because it's the same people. This is the goddamn communist establishment. This is how they're trying to mince it out in the streets to get us to divide in two groups so they can get rid of that 75% that's standing in the way of their New World Order, period. In Yonkers, New York, a Columbus statue was beheaded on August 30th. Antifa vandals were also responsible for destruction of the oldest Christopher Columbus monument in the nation on August 21st. And I'll tell you what, if one of us went down and just hacked the head off a Columbus statue. It wouldn't be nothing like Antifa. Let's forget about Columbus. I mean, oh, man, just pick anything. A piece of public property. We just went and just took the goddamn hammer to it. You'd find out the next day there were 15 goddamn cameras that had you there dead to rights, had your DNA. They would have you underneath the goddamn prison. You know it. This is being allowed, people. It is being allowed by those who intend to usurp what is left of your thought of a goddamn Bill of Rights, of a goddamn free nation. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion about the cop that came up and said, we got to stop this, and we're not joining sides again on this. Yeah, we're going to shut these goddamn communists down at all. That includes the ones on the other side of the goddamn fence, the ones that are running with Trump right now, that want to come and rape our land and turn it over to their international buddies in the name of, jobs. That's it, jobs. Yeah, jobs, jobs. And we're going to create some jobs by selling your country off in India. That's who you're supposed to go join up with against these guys. And then to see, that's why they know that communism's a tough sell in a country like the United States, especially if you still got the Bill of Rights written on paper and you can go to each other and say, I don't think so. I just don't think so. So the big sell here is to get the people to go in the other camp. Get as many in that other camp as you can. All of them. All 75% if you want. And then bring in the internationals when that breaks loose, because there's got to be peacekeeping forces sent in here from the United Nations. They're going to be some slant-eyed little bastards from China is what they're going to be, by the hordes. And in the end, man, it was a close call. But God damn it, communism won. Darn it. We could have had, well, fascism or a different form of communism, because it ain't even goddamn fascism. Trump is a communist, man. These people are all hardcore communists, every goddamn one of them. Collectivism. You should cut your throat for the crowd. That's all there is to it, people. But here you have these, they're tough. These guys are tough. We better stay out of their way. I wouldn't want to run across none of these people with their big talk. And we did Yonkers, New York. Okay. On August 3rd, vandals were also responsible for the destruction of the oldest Christopher Columbus monument in the nation on August 21st. Vandals left the message, racism, tear it down. And the future is racial and economic justice, communism. The future is communism. I mean, these are just some frickin' punks. Because they won't say that. They won't come out and go, we're communists and we're coming at you. They try every angle to try to make it look like anything, because they know as soon as the words roll out of their mouth, it'll just be squish. And they know how PETA they are. On September 20th, a New York City-based Antifa organization calling itself Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement. You know, this, call yourself what you are, communist. Do it. You a pussy? You can't say you're what you really are, a communist? I mean, you go all around it from one edge to the other. Everybody knows that progressive means communist, but you just won't say that word because it is ingrained in the history of this country that we kill communists, don't we? revolutionary abolitionist movement put out a press release on far left extremist websites like It's Going Down. This is what they call a website, I guess. It's Going Down, to call on their comrades. Here we are again. Won't you call yourself what you are? Commie. Comrades elsewhere in the United States to take action and decorate their neighborhoods and parks. The group published a promotional video for the event. The call from revolutionary abolitionist movement for more vandalism follows woke, W-O-K-E, whatever in the hell that means, outrage against the Renaissance period explorer whose discovery of the Americas initiated immigration to the New World. As the Daily Caller previously reported, the New York-based evolutionary abolitionist movement currently hosts anti-police workshops in the city for Antifa members, which calls for violence against the police, armed insurrection, and other revolutionary actions. Revolution. Come on, do it. You candy-ass punk son of a bitches. You're going to play around in the dark, and because the police are letting you run rampant, you'll go do this until we just squish your ass. And it ain't even going to be a fight. We will bitch slap you, curb stomp you, and put you in the goddamn wastebasket, period. But we're not going to do it for Trump. And we're not going to do it for the other side. We're going to take both of you bastards out. First report on the far left watch, the press release on its Going Down includes the following text. The battle lines have been drawn, have they? And white supremacists, that's everybody who isn't a fucking communist in this country. So I guess I'm one too, and so is Dion. Dion, you got to be a white supremacist now. A white supremacists are on notice. While nationalist statutes are crumbling all over the U.S. as our collective revolutionary, I meant that they're doing everything but saying it. Can't you see it? Collective revolutionary power is growing as the monuments of white supremacist society fall. No, that is goddamn free American society fall. And it's been at the hands of both, and both are together on it at the top. This is orchestrated. Make no mistake about it. White supremacist society fall. We must continue to make it clear that their reign of terror is coming to an end. No, your reign of terror is coming to an end, communist son of a bitch. Quicker than you think. For the occasion of Columbus Day, October 9th, one of the most vile holidays of the year, the revolutionary abolitionist movement is calling for collectives. What is that? Collectives, people? Come on, say it, you bastards. All over the country to take action against this day and in support of indigenous peoples in the United States and abroad who have been victims of colonialism and genocide. We are calling for groups to decorate their neighborhoods as they see fit. Put up murals, wheat paste, posters, drop a banner, etc. On October 9th, put a picture of your action on social media and use the hashtags below. With these actions multiplied around the country, we will make it unequivocally clear that revolutionaries will always stand with the indigenous. That's it. You see, they've been playing this game. It was 3 or 4 years ago when they went across this country and went to all the Indian tribes and told them under the United Nations, we're going to take all the public lands and put them under your control. You'll be wealthy. You'll be strong. But I'm telling you what, you Indians better listen to me because I ain't bullshitting you one goddamn bit. You better look at your history. Now, old Joseph Brandt of the Iroquois Nation, he thought that he, you know, when it come down to that Revolutionary War, he went with his international strong English brethren against the American nationals in this country, didn't he? What happened to his ass? You will lose everything. You will be ejected out of this country. You will be living in a place where they don't know what you're saying when you speak, if you're allowed to live at all. You join with these communists, and we're going to have a war on the communists. We're going to have a war on you. And so you get ready for it. You think you got what it takes to... But you've proved you can whoop us, right? Just like the Mexicans. So you think you've got what it takes to beat the American nationals out of this goddamn country. Step up and let's do her. We'll see who's standing at the end. And we'll see if your chiefs made some more bad mistakes for you. You have everything as an American national. For the people that like you to claim that you're so free and love the land and go with a goddamn communist, boy, it shows your true colors. It surely does. So you go with them. That's what you need to do. Because, man, they got it together and they got it going on. Do it. That's my message to you. Do it. Okay, where were we? Indigenous. Revolutionary greetings to the insurgent Zapatista communities, the Lakota warriors. Here we are, people. Lakota warriors. Lakota, you really? You must not want to have any land left when this is all over with, because that's what's going to happen. You put us to the goddamn task and you think that you're going to fight us as communists? You'll go with the communists. Make no mistake about it. The Mapuche fighters and all of our indigenous comrades, your indigenous communists, you have embraced communism. That is treason against the United States of the America and the people. The American nationals of the United States of the Americas, you are committing treason against us. And this is an act of war and treason. That gets you a goddamn rope. And I think you know we'll do it. You better wake up. You're buying a pig in a poke. You better go out there and you better do some study and you better see how many people of us have guns and how many of us will use those son of a bitches. And we're not playing any games and there'll be nobody to control us this time. It will be to the bloody frickin' end. Make no mistake about it. Step up and try it. Comrades, comrades, communist comrades. Are you Indians communist? Are you communist? Say it. You need to come out and start saying that we're communists. Do it. That's what you need to do. Are you afraid to? You need to do it. Comrades in the struggle, with these actions, we renew our commitment to building a revolutionary movement strong enough to turn the tide permanently. You give it a fucking go. Anytime you're ready. I can't wait. I want this shit over with as bad as you do. Bottom of the hour. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
You know there ain't nothing to see. Real people. They come the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. And war is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects gets to fill the grave. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off grizzly bear that's sleeping. Rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. If I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I ain't all that I've seen. I learned history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all a grizzly bear that's sleeping. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. It's all a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Ostley, but don't come for any goddamn thing that belongs to me. Nothing. Navajo tribe, ready to sue Trump over changes to Utah Monument. Neither one of you. I mean, no one person in this country has no say over the wild lands or the public lands in this goddamn country more than any other person. No collective of you do. The Antiquities Act was created with zero authority to do so because it puts conditions upon the land that violate my rights. And the Ninth Article says you can't do it. And that goddamn Bill of Rights we will die and kill for. You better get it through your heads. This is from Ruthers. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Navajo Nation will sue the Trump administration if it tries to reduce the size of the Bears Ears National Monument in Utah. Its top lawyer told Ruthers on Tuesday. See, Thursday, when this shit goes down, there ain't going to be no goddamn lawyers, anybody pushing and shoving. It's going to be raw bone, goddamn killing one to another. Ruthers on Thursday, ahead of the release of a board government review of such sites across the country. President Donald Trump has ordered the Interior Department to examine rather 27 national monuments designated by past presidents illegally. You have no authority over us out on these public lands, and you better get it through your head. The Bill of Rights rules out here. And the only way anybody can say anything to any one of us that we do out on those public lands is through them common law courts. Otherwise, it's war. Designated by past presidents could be reduced or rescinded to make way for oil and gas, international goddamn takeover of the country. That's what they're offering you. On one hand, come join this group over here, international takeover and rape of the resources, rape of the land, rape of your country, put you into slavery. Or you can come over to this side, international communism, seizure of the land, slavery and servitude to the collective. I don't think I'll take either one. Oil and gas drilling and other economic development. The results have not been, and that's not there for your economic development, for your big corporations and your international cabals. It's there for us. We the people of the United States, the American national, the American race. And you're going to find out who we are the hard way, I reckon. The results have not been announced, but a leak of the review obtained by the Washington Post shows the Interior Department will recommend shrinking some sites, including Bears Ears, a 1.35 million acre seizure of public property, illegal seizure of public property, wilderness that the Navajo and other tribes consider sacred. No, they consider it theirs. The United Nations came through here and says, we're going to, you side with us, you can become a communist and side with us, and we're going to say that it's yours, and you will have the regulatory power over the American nationals upon it. You want to bet? You think you can regulate me? Really? We are, you tell me where I can walk and what I can do. You really think, any one of you son of a bitches out there on either side really think that? We are prepared to challenge immediately whatever official action is taken to modify the monument or restructure any aspect of that, such as the Bears Ears Commission, Attorney General of the Navajo Nation. Oh, this is a foreign country of communists that wants to fight us, huh? Okay, we're down. Let's do it. You'll find out why your ancestors backed away from us. You don't want to be an American national? Okay, you're not. Now you can fight us. You'll see what that blue and gray fight was all about. You'll see who the meanest motherfuckers to ever breathe air on this planet are. Nation Ethel Branch told Ruthers, you have no authority over me, Ethel Branch, and you have no authority over no goddamn public land across this nation. You better get it through your head. You don't own it. We do. Branch said the tribe believes changing the boundaries of Bears Ears would violate the Antiquities Act and illegal legislation without authority and without force of law. Because we never granted any of such authority to any government. Shortly before leaving office, Monument under the Antiquities Act shortly after leaving office at the urging of the Navajo and four other Native American tribes. You want to be something separate from an American nation. You want to be your own people. I'm going to tell you, you're outnumbered 1,000 to 1. And I'll tell you, there is going to be no compassion for what you're fixing to put us through. And you will regret it, like Joseph Brandt did. The move pleased conservationists, but angered Republican lawmakers the other side of the goddamn coin, the other traitors. Republican lawmakers from the state. Utah lawmakers want to shrink the monument to 1/10 of its size to make way for expanded economic activities, international rape. You're not going to do it either. You will die. We will put that rope around your treasonous fucking neck, and we will string you up. Slow. Conservatives, where were we? Utah lawmakers want to shrink the monument to 1/10 of its size to make way for expanded economic rape, according to the records obtained by the Salt Lake. And this isn't for our people. This is for goddamn China. This is for India, for foreigners to come in with the money they have stolen, the wealth they have stolen from us, and take the rest of the goddamn United States away from us. And you're not doing it. You will frickin' die. Trump has said past presidents abused the Antiquities Act. The Antiquities Act cannot exist, unauthorized. It's like the 14th Amendment. They never had the authority to do it. They think they can just write anything down on a goddamn piece of paper. That's a dictatorship, and we're going to deal with your dictatorship, dictators. And put too much land off limits to development. In a memorandum sent Interior Secretary Ryan Zink sent to Trump and leaked to media this week, Zink recommends shrinking Bear's Ears and three other monuments and modifying the way 10 monuments are managed. And you see, this they're just coming in just claiming we can come manage it. We just took this land. We have control over it, and it's all about control. We manage this land, and it says, oh, Henry, you can't go out there. You can't step on a fucking pine needle. Well, I'm telling you what, that doesn't fall within the realms of my common law, which is the superior law in this goddamn nation. You have a problem with me, you got to take me to a common law court, and you have to show a damage or a civil crime. And neither has occurred. And you cannot tell me where I can go, what I can do, or anything else, as long as I'm not violating another individual's rights, another individual American national's rights. I can do what I goddamn well please. And if you don't like it, like I said, well, it's time for us to fight. Because I will not be your boy either. I won't be the boy of anybody. I'm a free man. In the memo, Zink recommends Trump ask Congress to pass legislation creating a tribal co-management structure to oversee cultural resources. This is them saying, well, we'll cut up the authority. We'll get together and tell Henry that he doesn't have any goddamn rights and that we're going to regulate him. We're going to regulate his life and treat him like a goddamn slave on the public land. You want to bet? Really? None of you are. Oversee cultural resources at Bear's Ears. They don't belong to they don't belong to any culture. They belong to the American nationals at all, of all colors and of all creeds. They belong to us all equally, none more than the other, because you cannot have equality in rights if you have exceptions and somebody's just a little bit better than somebody else. Well, you fucking ain't. Never were. Resources at Bear's. Utah Republican Congressman Bob Bishop, chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, said he is prepared to introduce such legislation. I'm sure you are. You think you can go and make deals this way, just like the United Nations did? You're all a pack of frickin' communists. You're going to die. You are going to die. Get it to your heads. We are going to fight you. We are the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet, and we're getting ready to unleash on your asses, you dumb fucks. Brandt said Zink did not take enough formal input from the governments of the five tribes. We got five countries going on here. You want to bet? I say this is one goddamn nation, encompass one sovereign nation, and there are no nations within nations. It can't exist because then you have separate laws. It makes you better than me, huh? You think so? That's what the goddamn King of England thought here. That's what Joseph Brandt went along with. And both of them got their ass kicked out of here. And that's what's fixing to happen again. Mark my words, this day, I don't matter if I live through it or not. It's going to happen. You are going to be obliterated. There is so much bent-up anger out here, you don't even realize what you're walking into. You're getting ready to step on a yellow jacket nest. And it's going to hurt. And it's going to continue to hurt. Enough formal input from governments from the five tribes that form the Bears Ears Commission, the Navajo Nation, the Hopi, Pueblo, Zuni, Ute Mountain, and Ute Indian tribes. The commission was painstakingly designed. Oh, yeah, I bet you was the United Nations right there. You don't have the authority to form any goddamn governmental boards inside this goddamn country, you fools. You want to be an international communist? You're going to the grave with them. By the tribes, with the monument, when the monument was designated, she said, Heather Swift, a spokeswoman for the Zinc, said he met with local Navajo members in San Juan County. See, they're here talking to these people are getting together, and it's like we don't fucking exist. They're saying, we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and you're going to do what we tell you. You want to bet? Are you really that stupid? You don't know who we are? You better check your goddamn records, people. We killed each other by the score in the bloodiest battles to ever exist on this continent. You wait till we unleash. Who want to reduce the monument size and that multiple tribe listening sessions were held throughout the review period? Again, you want to bet? Sanctuary Family Sitcom. In works at ABC. It's from Breitbart. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. And this is at the same time, they're trying to buy more communist time with bullshit like this. You know, they know the people the people are pissed. The people are ready to frickin' do it. It's become intolerable. You dirty, stinking, parasitic pricks have become completely unbearable to the point of fuck it. I'll come out there and I'll do your ass in. The topic of illegal immigration in America is getting another Hollywood treatment. Here come the propagandists because, you know, the people are, you know, they came out with their things. Oh, the little children, the DACA children, 33-year-old gangsters, the DACA children. You can't hurt them. You don't want to hurt them. They're your own kids. You know, are your people starving to death in goddamn tent cities and shit? No, but the little children from Mexico and from San Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador. These are what are poor, the children, the 33, the average one's 22 years old, the children, you know, the ones of fighting age, the ones that are standing up right now and go, no, it's all ours. You ain't just going to legalize the DACAs, you're legalizing it. It's ours. We've done took it from you. It was a bloody battle. But
hello?
You know. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was a year and a half or 2 years ago, that girl went up to the Pope and handed him the letter for amnesty.
Yeah.
The girl was like 6 years old. She got back, she got through all that security, breached all the security to hand the Pope, who knows what could have been it. And the media didn't try to really discredit it and say, you know, it's such an obvious plan.
Yep.
For people that are awake to this.
Well, people have been controlled by that idiot box for generations now. And they just think they can put anything, oh, we'll get soft. Oh, I mean, just like somebody was talking about God, All in the Family or something yesterday when they were pushing the communist law. It's, you know, all right to be a liberal communist. No communism whatsoever. And it ain't conservatism. There are no conservatives. There are no liberals. There are no communists. There are no fascists. There is just the law or there is not. And there's going to be the law.
Can I quickly touch on what you're talking about before the 4:30 break?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 3:30 break, whatever time it is out there. Yeah, that symbol for communism isn't necessarily the hammer and sickle for industry and agriculture. There's also this is back to the turn of the century, maybe even before, is the sun rising behind a mountain and those words forward or toward, using the word forward. Mm-hmm. And the sunrise is a symbol for world communism. And of course, if you know the symbol Obama used for his campaign back in 2008, it was that sort of a mountain behind the sun rising behind the mountain.
Yeah, they're just bold as can be, except they will not come out and call themselves what they are. They will not say, we're communists, we're here to take your country, because they know it's on. They know that everybody just walk out the door, blast their asses out of here. They're PETA. We are MUI. They understand that much. They think that they can bluff and bullshit. Look at how much they've gotten by with bluffing and bullshit, and come to think of it. They've got another goddamn population across our borders. We're going to have to kill those people, you realize.
Before I go back to mute, people could pay a little bit of closer attention if they see that symbol anywhere of the sunrise behind the mountain. I think even Hillary's used it, or it's not somewhere on the left that they use it. And one other quick point would be that mural behind the United Nations Security Council. You might know the picture I'm talking about.
Yep.
I wish more people would wake up. Hey, thank you.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for coming up. Anyway, like he was talking about the little girl, remember, she got all that security and everything, and like that wasn't a setup. Like they think that they're with their goddamn stupid TV, you'll forget your goddamn stomach's growling and just go hand your food to these bastards. That's what they think. They think you are so addicted to entertainment that you'll just acquiesce to any goddamn thing. They do, well, you know, they have, like I said, they know that 75% out here aren't going along with it. That's why they're still playing these games. This is why they will not say, we're communists, and come at you, because they know they get their asses wiped out forthwith. It wouldn't take us very long. If it was straight up and everybody understood it, you see. That's why they got to keep the bullshit out here, the confusion. So, well, no, it's for this. I mean, these poor people. No. Just straight up international communism coming straight at you. You meet it head on, you beat it down, and you destroy it. Clear across, I mean, I say we destroy it. We have the nuclear arsenal. Fuck it. Let's destroy it clear around the goddamn planet so it never rears its evil head ever again on this planet. The sitcom, tentatively titled Sanctuary Family, centers on a husband and wife who constantly clash. I think I did the top. The topic of illegal immigration in America is getting another Hollywood treatment with ABC's announcement Wednesday that it's developing a comedy series about undocumented families. No, illegal goddamn invaders. And you see, you'll have this shit, and we're going to see here that they're going to have a few of these coming out of Hollywood. And it's going to show one side of it. It's going to show, oh, these poor people, oh, they're just fine. They're just like us, and they don't really want to take your goddamn wealth, and they don't want to take your nation away from you, except when they're out there waving their goddamn Mexican flags and telling you it's ours. I mean, they want you to forget that. They want you to reject reality and accept this fiction bullshit as your reality. Because, well, I guess it would be easier for the spineless, for the cowardly. The sitcom, tentatively titled Sanctuary Family, centers on a husband and wife who constantly clash over the chaos created when they provide sanctuary for their undocumented, illegal nanny and her family. Deadline reports the two families slowly come to learn, and we're going to come to learn with them right in our living rooms, that their similarities far outweigh their differences. And you just keep buying this shit until you're kneeling over that ditch with that 40 caliber pistol barrel at the nape of your neck, ready to remove what brains you thought you had. Veteran comedy scribe David Feeney, New Girl, whatever the hell that is, Two Broke Girls, whatever the hell that is, will write and executive produce the project, while Christian Gernon, Speechless New Girl, whatever the hell that is, will direct the executive executive produce. The ABC comedy joins a growing number of network and cable projects designed to come right into your living room and sell you on a frickin' on death. This is the death. You open, I mean, what the hell, man? There's 7 billion people. Let them all come and then see how you compete. I mean, they're eating your ass. Number of network and cable projects that take on the hot button political issue of immigration and illegal aliens in America. At least it's illegal aliens, and see, they're playing the words back and forth, undocumented, immigrant, and illegal aliens. But no, they're illegal aliens, period. Two undocumented immigrant-focused dramas are in the works at CBS and the CW from Golden Globe Award-winning actress and activist Gina Rodriguez. The CBS project, Have Mercy, follows a Latino doctor who, after being unable to practice when she immigrates to Miami, begins running a makeshift clinic in her apartment to serve the community. What would happen to you? The CW series titled, they would come in with a SWAT team and probably kill you. CW series titled Illegal is a lighthearted, hour-long documented family sitcom, undocumented family sitcom. So it's pure fiction. And that's what they're trying to sell you here, is pure fiction. Centered on a 16-year-old boy struggling to come to grips with his family's undocumented status. See, they're trying to come into your house and brainwash you into this bullshit because they couldn't cram it down your throats. as they're working in your goddamn Congress right now to say, well, you have the authority to hand your country over to the third world. Want to bet? The two shows will be co-produced by Rodriguez, I Can and I Will Productions. I love this communist bullshit. I Can and I Will Productions. Give it a go. You think you can? Do it. As part of an overall deal she struck with CBS Productions, CBS is now developing the comedy, Welcome to Maine, about a ninth generation Maine family, here we are, you know, the old American nationals here, a ninth generation Maine family and an immigrant family forced to share the same workplace in a tiny rural northeast town. Really? And you know, this is about as far from reality as you could ever frickin' get. From Fox, this is the other side. You know, the false left-right paradigm? Here's from the false right. From Fox, in the country, we love centers on a woman whose family has been deported to Colombia based on the memoir by Jane the Virgin's Diana Guerrero. Spit on it. Turn it off. Let them know that you're not going to pay to be brainwashed into this goddamn genocide of your people. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back Monday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, call a communist a communist. Quit taking the shit, people. It's time to shut these bastards down, and that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!